Let's do Cowboys today, because today is the day of Decoding Linehan that has dropped at The Athletic, if you're into that sort of thing.
Did they get Bryce Butler?
Yeah, I believe that's so. Done? I believe he has announced that he's a Cowboy on his social media.
There's a little kind of problem solved.
But I was
kind of move on now.
I was going through the game at the crack of dawn, Dan, while sipping the coffee like Carlton Maxwell, and just looking at the All-22s when they're released late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, and just looking at the offense today. We'll do the defense tomorrow. But honestly, and I realize this is 48 hours after the game or so, and I've heard nothing but, this offense sucks, this team sucks, they're not going anywhere. But I looked at it live, and then I looked at it this morning of just kind of the – I thought the offense played a lot like the offense is designed to play. They missed a few plays, and if you hit on any one of them, and the three I would argue would be the Gallup throw down the sideline – that hit him in the hands. Very tough catch, but one you see made every Sunday. The Rico Gathers play in the end zone, where he's wide open and you simply can't miss that. And the Cole Beasley sort of pick play, would you call that a wheel route? I don't know if you would necessarily, but kind of the pick play in the red zone that almost got picked off. But it was certainly there. The pick just failed. Like, Michael Gallup was supposed to go get Beasley's guy. He kind of missed, so the guy just went over the contact and kind of took a shortcut to the ball. And if you hit on any of those three, like even one of those three, you're feeling way different about the game and you're feeling way different about your passing attack and your quarterback and so forth. So I think they got 300 yards on 8 drives. They scored 4 of the 8 drives. They were up double digits the entire game. They ran the ball well. They won first down. Garrett says stay ahead of the chains, and it sounds cliche in his new update on his Windows 98. But I really think that he's right. This offense is not made to sling it around and get you back to second and 15. You got to stay ahead of the chains. You got to have success on first down, success on second down. And what does that mean? Well, everybody defines it differently. But if you get 4 yards on first down, that's a success. And then on second down, if you get half of what you need for the first down, that's a success. And there's different success rates. Warren Sharp is really into that on Twitter, if you're into that sort of thing. But it's just math. If you're facing third and 12, you're very easy to defend. And third and 4 is manageable. And you can do a million different things. And the defense doesn't know your plan.
Also seems like that game, as far as offensively, they played the game that was in front of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a nice lead, or a little lead. You can criticize them, and I think we did. I think Jake did, for not pushing it a little more to try to put the game away earlier than they did. They did end up putting the game away with a great drive.
Yeah.
I thought Dak was fantastic on that drive. They kind of used all weapons.
Yeah, and that's what I want to get to here. So whether it's the first quarter or that final drive, you definitely saw the blueprint. You saw you're going to use Zeke runs, and what I really loved is they set him up in shotgun right away. And, when this was Tony Romo and the gang back in 2012, I kind of hated they would love the shotgun posture so much. But honestly, now that you have Zeke and Dak, it makes so much more sense to your personnel. And what they do with Zeke, and you saw this how many times on Sunday night, guys, where Zeke is set up next to Prescott, either on his left or on his right, and then they call, and he switches spots. He switches sides, and that causes the Giants' alignment to the power of the Cowboys' formation to have to adjust on the fly. Okay, so that's step one. The Eagles do this all the time. They have a running back next to the quarterback, and he basically is switching sides almost every play until you adjust ahead of him switching. Then he doesn't switch, and it's a big cat and mouse game, and it's part of football, and it's very effective. Then the next thing is you have motion against the action. So if Zeke is to Dak's left, you know he's going to the right. Well, then you run motion the other direction. And sometimes Tavon Austin's getting the ball. Sometimes it's just a distraction, but you don't know. And now the third aspect, or fourth, depending on how you stack them, maybe the third is that Dak pulls the ball back and hits a slant on the backside because there's nobody back there except the corner. And if you are one-on-one, you should be able to win the slant every time. So that's an easy throw. And then the fourth option, of course, is the one we haven't seen and we were wondering about, and then we saw it a ton on Sunday night, which is nobody is accounting for the quarterback to run. And you have one of the better running quarterbacks in the NFL who did it for years and years and years, growing through the ranks and definitely at Mississippi State. And he's really good at it. And he's not easy to tackle. And he generally makes the right decisions at that mesh point every single time. The mesh point, of course, where the ball is basically in the belly of the running back, and either you give or you pull.
Were you surprised? I think I heard Julie say it. Somebody said that was his career high.
For designed runs?
For rushing.
For yards?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have thought Dak has racked up a bunch of 40-yard games.
Well,
it was only like 45 yards, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you have to define or tag or label or whatever you want to do the designed runs versus the scrambles, and most of these were designed runs on Sunday night. In fact, I think all of them.
He's got north of 39 other times, though.
Okay,
so
yeah, it
like
seems
that
like
rare.
Yeah,
and that's what you honestly. This is the recipe. This is how you win. And as I was writing it this morning, as I'm looking at Dak making the right decisions over and over and over again, and like I said, they scored on half their drives. If you score on half your drives, normally you're going to have 12 drives in a game. For whatever reason, they had 8. Technically, they had 10, but the other two were kneel downs with like one play left, and they just ran out the clock. So those don't even count. You had 8 drives. You scored on half of them. If you score on half your drives, you're going to win just about every game you play. And they can win like this. And I guess my summary was basically the following. When you stop trying to make Dak what he isn't and focus on what he does really well, you can win with Dak Prescott. And that's a statement I really believe in. Now, again, I don't want to necessarily mean that means Bob says let's give him all the money, because I'm not willing to make that discussion part of this one. But as we currently stand, and as we say, the exercise here is how do the 2018 Cowboys find success? We'll worry about 2020 and beyond when it gets here. But how does this team have success? You already know the answer. Dak is 23-11 as quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. He's 9-4 in the NFC East. He's 20-8 in games he starts with Zeke next to him. That is a 71% winning percentage. So you can tell me what he can't do, but I'm going to argue this team can win 7 out of 10 games with him as their quarterback, partly because they've won 7 out of 10 games with him as their quarterback. Is he a fantasy starter? Probably not. But why should Dak or Jason Garrett or even you really care about that? If the idea is to have a quarterback that allows the Cowboys to win football games, he's passing a lot of the tests. Now, I admit he's not Tony Romo. In fact, he may not be a lot of quarterbacks in this league right now, but the object of the game is take what you have and maximize what it can do for you. Now, if you're saying, Bob, we can get Russell Wilson in the offseason. Okay, go get Russell Wilson. That's an upgrade. We can go get Mitch Trubisky. Nah, you probably can't, and he's probably not an upgrade right now. Well, we can get so-and-so. We can get so-and-so. We went down that list, and there's already some I'd like to have back on in both directions. You know, I'd obviously now say, yeah, you probably want Pat Mahomes. But as you go down the list of what's realistic right now is you have 3 quarterbacks on your roster. The other are Cooper Rush and Mike White. Come on. He missed Rico Gathers Sunday. That was a bad miss. Otherwise, he once again did what you need him to do, which is put this team in the right plays, make the right decisions where you're not throwing the game away. There was one moment where he flirted with disaster. They're up 13-3. It's 3rd and 8, and he threw a ball to Cole Beasley that Janoris Jenkins was waiting on. And if Janoris Jenkins picks that off, it might be a pick 6 and go the other direction. And you're down, now it's 13-10. It's the fourth quarter, and who knows what happens in that game.
That's not the one in the end zone, is it?
No.
He almost got picked in the end zone.
No,
as well,
it was the third down on the final drive. So if you go back to that touchdown drive, they got into third down right away, and it was a 3rd and 8 to Beasley.
The first one, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and if you go back and look at that, Janoris Jenkins is sniffing that out, And as we were watching it at the stadium live, Mino grabbed my hand because he was so nervous at that moment that it looked like Jenkins was all over it. That was dicey. Otherwise, he did not flirt with disaster. He took care of the football, which you ask him to do. And, you know, with Zeke. And it's a big part of it. I mean, this is a Zeke-based offense. There's no question. So your quarterback is playing off your running back, not vice versa. But, man, 23-11, 20-8 with Zeke. There's a lot to consider about some of the numbers of winning football that this team has manufactured with this guy, flaws and all, what this guy puts out there on the field for them.